America's nearest neighbor in the North Atlantic, next to Greenland, is Iceland. It's a geological wonder, an island with crystal clean air and water, also frequent volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. The land has been a primary focus of Iceland's artists over the decades. For the first time in the United States, Americans can experience how Icelanders relate to their land in an exhibition called Confronting Nature: Icelandic Art of the 20th Century. Alex Van Oss reports.
20 years ago, the Corcoran Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. presented Northern Light, a pioneering exhibition of Scandinavian paintings from the turn of the last century. But only five of those pictures came from Iceland. Even now, painters like Thorarinn Þorláksson or Ásgrímur Jónsson hardly register with American art lovers. But these are two of the great 20th century landscape painters, and their works are now back in America, haunting landscapes of grassy lava plains with an Icelandic pony in the dim blue light, or a volcano slumbering in the distance. Joining these are dozens of contemporary Iceland works, ranging from romantic and realistic to abstract and highly conceptual. All pertain to Iceland in the raw and to humans' confrontation with the forces of nature. Moss and Lava is a video installation created last year by Steinar Vasulka. On the walls, giant images of rock and vegetation slice into each other and shatter. Vasulka lives in New Mexico, and that's typical. Icelandic artists tend to study and live abroad and then return to their homeland for inspiration. Oliver Kvaran is director of the National Gallery of Iceland in Reykjavik.
We had for many years no higher education for artists. So it was very natural for the artists to travel both to Denmark and other countries in Europe to get education. So what I think that has saved Iceland from provincialism is this very, very close contacts and relationship to the international culture, to the international art movements.
Kvaran points to a classic work by Jon Stefansson, who studied in Denmark and then returned home and painted canvas after canvas of Iceland's most famous active volcano, Mount Hekla. But the atmosphere in these pictures is balmy, not threatening, and they resemble certain French paintings, and for good reason, says director Kvaran. Stefansson spent time in Paris studying under Matisse.
Matisse didn't show the pupils so often his work. What he talked about all the time was the theories and paintings of Cézanne. And that is what we see in the paintings of Stefansson. It is a clear structure and a clarity of form that comes from Cézanne.
But Icelandic painters were not mere copyists. If American abstract artists were wallowing in existentialism and angst, Icelandic painters used those same techniques to paint the colors and texture of the land. The trademark volcano Hekla, also known as Iceland's gate to hell, shows up frequently in these works, sometimes as a symbolic heap of dirty snow, or as a concept piece. For example, in 1980, artist Sigurdur Gudmundsson created a photograph he called Mountain. It shows a man lying on rocks, covered with turf, and heaped up on top of him is a pile of books, shoes, and bread loaves. Iceland's most famous painter was Jóhannes Kjarval, who specialized in close-ups of Iceland's terrain. Kjarval had a long career and died in 1972. His gift was capturing distance, along with the near-at-hand texture of nature's forces at work, moss growing, rocks cracking. Director Kvaran.
He analyzed the pigment and the color and the construction of the elements, but at the same time, he has this double concept of time, both distance and the closeness. I think that even you can talk about geological time in that sense. It recalls some old situation before civilization, this kind of views of nature.
The Volcano Gate is a lavascape installation. On one side of the rooms are thousands of tiny chips of lava and pumice glued to the wall. On the other side, dozens of loudspeakers spew forth an acoustic barrage of lava sounds. And then, suddenly, around the corner, you come across a tiny artificial landscape. It's got two cities, one glued to the wall, and the other is right underfoot, on the floor. It's a landscape you can actually step over, and it was created by Katrin Sigurðardóttir.
My experience has been that people are very, very careful with around this kind of work, maybe because it's so small and so minute. They just know that you can destroy it, and therefore you won't.
The two cities are connected by a long, thin loop of highway. The artist calls the work circuit and says it represents something electrical or computer-like. Or then again, maybe it's a mental road map or a journey into the imagination. It doesn't look a thing like Iceland, except that no matter how close you get to this Lilliputian landscape, even if you sit on the floor, it always seems far away. And that, says Katrin, is a familiar feeling to her.
Being from Iceland means on a certain level to be distant. When you're in Iceland, you're distant from the rest of the world. Then again, when you're not in Iceland, when you're in New York, you're very far from Iceland. I mean, there's always this, it's just sort of a predicament.
Confronting nature, Icelandic art of the 20th century remains at the Corcoran Gallery of Art through November, and then it goes back home to Iceland. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.
The editors on NPR's cultural desk are Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams. The editorial assistant is Netta Ulaby. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley.